Good morning, my name is Samuel. I'm going to be your assistant here in the conference today. At this moment, I would like to welcome you guys to this conference, to the financial reports to the second quarter 2018 of Celsia. Every single line have placed muted to avoid any noise. After the comments of the speaker, we'll have a Q&A session. If you wish to ask something at this moment, just play asterisk after number one in your keyboard. Thank you. Now I'm going to give the floor to Mr. Ricardo Sierra, CEO from Sierra. Mr. Sierra, the floor is yours. Thank you, Samuel. Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for being here today. We're going to give you to this teleconference the results of this company for the in order to show to the first quarter of this 2018. Before starting, I would like to sorry for your loss of a big entrepreneur, Carlos Enrique Piedraita. In Celsia, in general terms, we feel really pain. It has been a really sad week because it meant, so I would like to express my sorrows to the stockholders and all his family and friends because of this hard news. So let's get started. We're going to talk about business and we're going to talk about results because there are good things to share with you guys. First of all, I would like to thank you to people because of the results that I'm going to present. We have analyzed, which is very important. We have been strengthening our culture and talent, which is really different as a differentiator because of the support, because of every single thing that we have been discussing here, because of the support samples in order to show everything what we're doing here. I would like to give you a really good news for our stockholders because the operational development has allowed us to, with some consolidated incomes, or growth for 12% of the EBITDA, enhancing 8%, and the net well consolidated, increasing in 107 as a growth, and the profits of the owners. All these lines have been compared with all the semesters in 2017. We're reporting at the profitability of action during the year more than 100,000 million, so which is the, we're talking about an increased 88% in order to generate a value to our stockholders. Among the topics we would like to highlight is the mission of the bonus of the mission, submit 7,000 million pesos, and after we're going to talk of 420,000 million. And the resources from these emissions were going to be used to finance the investments and the farmers in solar generation, Celsia Solar Jumbo, which is in operation, and Celsia Solar Bolivar, which is already started construction. These projects are talking about 186 megawatts with energy clean for the country. We're talking about 3,440 tons of CO2 in the next 30 years in Celsia Ciudad Bolivar. We fulfill with a milestone with the process constructive with the beginning of the more than 6,000 structures. We're talking about 70,000 in this case. We hope Solar Bolivar will start working very soon. We move forward with the Plan Caribe project, and we're really happy, and we hope all the operational things will be working perfectly, as well as in 2019 years with the chronogram and everything. We're really happy with this job, as well as PCH, the 19.9 megawatts, San Andres. We're talking about the Quirkian and Teokian, our collaborators, moving forward with the movement of lands, construction, and access ways, and the made of pipelines, suppression, because of the, well, the is going to be the way it's going to transport the water to the tunnel of conduction till the end of the machinery. Because we're working as well with this thing, we have had serious issues because of the security issues. So we have some harassed with our contractors According to this situation, we have obtained a really good answer from our armed forces and all the authorities supporting, and we are operating once again in a really normal ways and in a safety ways. Despite the news that we heard, but we overcame this part. Talking about new businesses and the transformation of the experience with the client, we continue consolidating important results. We already gave or delivered the solar center in Cartagena, and we are working more than 5 MW installed and process installed, and some other 15 megawatts. And every single of these, we're going to continue hiring these kind of services, adding to this wave, and Celsia is continuing as a leader in this business itself. And in addition, our conventional energy and efficient lighting as well, with the bigger support, we have a bigger number of customers. As a residential level, we have 614,000 clients at this level in 2018. Because in the coast and in Barranquilla and Cartagena, we have been increasing too. We are arriving with a value added value proposal to the market with conventional energy and with new products. And with this niche, we're going to move forward, having and taking into account, according to the 52 of inside Valle del Cauca and 48 outside of Valle del Cauca. So we have been moving forward in this matter, because it has been a competitors around at the consolidated matters. We're talking about consolidated the profits, 2018, 1,000 million pesos, according to this 16%, and in Colombia and in Central America, USD 2.5 million. In Colombia, as a highlight, according to the investments and the improvement and strategy, 116,000 million. The ones 82,000 million from Gran Caribe and 21,000 million as an extension enhancing from the STR and SLD, among others, and the investments and continuity of the business, they added 42,000 million and the support which reached 6,000 million. Before giving you some financial results, I would like to give you a general context of the industry in Colombia. The energy demanding is talking about an enhancing of 2.7% related to the same period of 2017, and with the same rhythm with the 1.7 regulated, and we highlight the increase in a 5.2%, the non-regulated one. It's a really good signal to start increasing energy demanding and consumption capital. We hadn't seen this situation some years ago. In Valle del Cauca, the demand of energy overcame over the 4%, which is a really good digit, and we have very good perspective for next years and next quarters. Valle del Cauca is a region where many industries related to the industry itself, or transportation industries, services, we're giving a really good drive to the industry and to many advantages as well. So here's where we're located. We see this in a really positive view and perspective to the future related to the basin. There is a higher behavior with the support. This is bigger. The previous year, we're talking about 108%. We're talking about too many increasing in the river basin. And we're talking about the 78% in the end of June. So we have a good level of water in this matter. And the expectation for the third quarter will be the river basins in a better digit. As you know, we were wondering what about El Nino effect, because that is really important to us. So the oracles, what they are saying, the conditions are neutral during July, and even the warming, the global warming thing presented in the previous months decreased. However, the study of the International Institute of Investigation of Weather and Society, which has a lot of studies from many countries, including NOAA, is giving a higher percentage with the probability of the 70% to the end of 2018 and increasing in 2019. However, we need to wait some couple of months in order to see the reaction of this phenomenon and what kind of activity could have. So far, everything is just like, be like a summer, really softly summer, or maybe you have a trend in order to establish the same weather. According to these reactions, according to the rain situation, we have a low levels in the stock market. We're talking about 88 pesos per kilowatts, 12% superior according to the previous year in the regulated price. We're talking about 189 pesos. So it's an increase of 6%. So you can see in the stockholders and the stock market, it's just an increase of 6%. So that's the stock, it's a really low price according to the situation. In regulatory matters, we're talking about the decree or 0570 with the Minister of Mines and Energy with our regulations in order to incorporate renewable energy. We're going to give you some important characteristics. First of all, the UPME implemented mechanisms in order to realize or to act with the auctions to from 10 or 15 years. It's not going to be a mandatory mechanism. And third, they're going to be able to participate and we're going to be able to fulfill with the pre-requirements that they apport to resilience, to the energetic safety and security. When you see those four characteristics, clearly everyone is as a benefit because the existing, the current situations can participate. And we're going to have better opportunities with the new projects and renewable projects as well. We're going to have some auctions with closed development and in Colombian pesos, of course. So afterwards, we're going to talk a little bit about it, but it's just a development. We need to see how these government reactions, you know, to start with the new matters. We're going to have some adjustments or according to the auctions. Also, we have some new resolutions, several, because of the CREC, to allocate these matters, 064 or 065. This is going to be covered in 2018 until 2022. And you know that in the Tuango situation, in order to fulfill lack of energy. We're going to talk about every single of them. Resolution 064 is calling an option of expansion for projects that are going to be until December 2022 for new plants, special and existent, in order to cover the Hidro Tuango. The resolution 065 for going to allocate OEF for the periods 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, keeping the mechanism of the subject according to 90% of dollar per megawatts. So these resolutions have availability of 0.065. I guess this is a really good solution for the hubs that we have in the systems according to the effect to the 0.065 resolution. The resolution 0.066, we have seen many resolutions that I will think is very important because from regulatory and mandatory things in order to incorporate them in some modules and some calculations and possibilities for Celsia because you're our stockholders. 66 proposed an additional mechanism to incorporate a new ENSIC before 2022 where you can participate with new plants and special ones, new ones that are already processed in the constructions. And the participants could be able to have an access, an allocation of 10 years with a prima that is going to be in between 80% until 90% as a closing price. This is really interesting to open new spaces to start working. And in addition, the 067 resolution proposed the option of reconfiguration for 2018-2019 will be able to open the door to fulfill with the compromise. As you see, all these options and resolutions which are opening new opportunities to be able to continue working with our projects as well as our terminal plans and the possibilities that we can have there in Central America. Talking about the other region, it has been decreased the receiver of our tuna. We're talking about this. We have been talking with Centralis of Chiriquí, decrease the level of the in the last three semesters, according to the reservoir. We have been talking about the three last months, from the 91% until 52%. So you have diminishing signals, and Panama as well. In the marginal cost, average of the energy was 98 USD megawatts of the quarter on a 52 superior from the same period in 2017. The diesel price has been increased in Panama 5%, in bunker increased 30%, and in this case we have this increase in raw materials. This is just a context according to the energy. In fact, we have closed a really good semester. We're going to have a change of format because of the financial side that we have been, it has been like, we're going to ask our CFO that share with us the financial and the numbers, and after to continue with the questions in the end. Thank you very much, Ricardo. I would like to tell you that in the second quarter, they're talking about 121,000 million. It was an increase of 10% related to the previous year. We highlighted 643,000 million to the operation of Colombia, which decreased 14% as far as the incomes in Central America. Central America added 63 million US dollars, with the increase of 3% in the accumulated year. The incomes were reached like 1.7 billion pesos, with an increasing of 12%, and the incomes of Colombia represented 78% of the total consolidated. By business, the generation energy added $270 million, increasing 5%. We're talking about 1,301 gigawatts in that period, in the last quarter. When we see as a technology, our water technology has a decrease in line with the strategy of the EPSA, was talking to the recovering of the hydric reservoir because of the organization of the periphery attention of the regional summer, as Ricardo was mentioned before. In the freeze zone, we increased 20% of the generation due to the huge increase of the restrictions in the area because of the Coast Caribe that mandatory the dispatch and we reentered the central operation. We kept the same program of the flowers for between May and April. That maintenance increases the potential around 8 megawatts and is better for the heat rate. The quantity of energy sold in the stock in the quarter registered 712 gigawatts, diminishing 12%, but adding 147,000 million. By its size, the quantity of energy sold in contracts was 777 gigawatts, increasing 10%, which was 45,000 million, with the charge of Confiability reached $78 million, and in Central America, the incomes generated $177,000, equivalent of $62 million, which presented an increase of 11%. And the good behavior is because of the bigger energy of the indexation of the carbon in this case. According to the TND, the incomes of we're talking about $177,000 equivalents in Guajira and Valledupar as well. And the incomes of the business of commercialization with details, they were talking about $250,000 with increasing in 11%. At this point, I would like to highlight the commercializer deliver 566 gigawatts, which was an increasing of 9%. And in the non-regulated market, we're talking about with the retail of these 15%. But the market in this average has an increase of 5.2%. In the next quarters, we hope we have a better drive in the installation of industries in Valle del Cauca, which have been boosting our demanding things. The regulated market by EPSA, by its size, it has an increase of 4%. It was a superior number of the average, which was the 1.7%. For the next quarter, according to the residential consumption, we hope that the organization attends all the new projects of living in the markets of EPSA and FEPSA with some priority talks on the commercialization of gas and transportation, added $45,000, showing an increase of 290% due to volumes, some major volumes commercialized with the events of restrictions or constraints that happens in the lines of 500. The other operational incomes added $13,000, which represents an increase of 52% related to the same period of 2017, according to this contribution of the portfolio, because it's really important to highlight 2017 was consolidated this line of $6.3 million because of the generation of mandatory Panama, which is the third quarter in 2017, as well as we do with the same operations at Colombia. The cost of consolidated sales registered $582,000, according to the 16% of increase, and the variable cost added $391,000, represents the 67%. And the attention of the restrictions related to the Caribbean coast was moving. As you know, the free zone has been operating in this price. We have been increasing the 90% related to the previous year, related to the demand of this commodity because of the China, India, and Japan adding some purchases from Argentina, Chile, and Mexico, as well as we had a reduction with this thing of the local market, and it's part of increasing the whole situation. The GNL in the international market, we're talking about more than $10, but the fixed cost reached $1,091,000, presented with a diminishing of 2% related to the previous year in the same period. According to the administration and expenses and consolidated ones, we have been registered $54,000, increasing 10% and enhancing facing the previous year, according to the development of new businesses. As a new operation, the DIPTA added to the $269,000, 3% lower to the previous year. And related to the activities that we had in the free zone in the semester, we didn't consider the free zone EBITDA. The total operation is increasing 18% facing to the first semesters of the previous year. We're talking about $272 to $56 million, and outside of the free zone, the generation park has a good development, especially in EPSA. We're talking about the EBITDA in 42%, and the highest registered, adding obviously to the distribution chain. In the free zone, it's important to consider we have many quarters in 2017. We presented good opportunities, commercial opportunities related to the gas coast as well. Colombia contributed to with EBITDA 209,000 million, represented the 70%, and Central America $21 million, increasing the 9%, or represented by the 23%. The accumulated year, the EBITDA consolidated registered 559,000 millions, increasing the 7%, and the net debt in the organization, according to the last quarter, increased in 3 billion pesos with an indicator. And last year, we have canceled the debt for 760,000 million. And two of these elements we have been accomplishing in time. That's why they add all these things. We're talking about 70,000 million pesos in the last quarter. As a result, we have a net consolidated quarter with 99,000 million, increasing the 54%. To discount this monetary interest, the result, the net, is going to be 67,000 million with an increasing 56%. The accumulated year, the net profit registers 178,000 million, increasing 107%. And the attributable result with the controller, as well as the closing of this quarter, we're talking about 1,094,000 millions to consolidated level, thanks to the good development of operational and financial operations as well. So all every single things with the operational and the commercial plan as well. As follows, Ricardo is going to continue according to the Reverdec matter. Ricardo, I would like to ask you something. As we reported, and there were some analysts yesterday, the analysts with the information they have according to the diminishing and also related to the effect that we have the operational. We're working a different situation because we're going to give us a different number improving. But the thermal generation the last year and this year with margin and without margin, we're talking about some discussion. Why don't you tell us to the ones who are listening to us this differential and this effect before coming with the questions? Of course, Ricardo. As we mentioned before, from the quarter, we have two huge components. The first component is the maintenance of the number two, which is the capacity of the number four of working, which has a restriction because of profitability, as well as we said before, it's a reduction of the responsibilities, and we have an increase in the cost, and mainly because of the response. So this is a permanent for the change in the second semester of 2017. We didn't have units of maintenance because of the total of the fleet we have been working with. As the second element is the cost and the expense. So this gas package, that's 2017 year, let's say, has a mixed and local gas and international gas as well for 2018, is composed in the total, in its total of GNN and the local gas, as we were mentioned before in our conferences, against the demand of the production of this. In Colombia, we can have some access, and that moment, we were talking about $3 or $4. We're talking about something that we were expecting for 2018 as well. And on the other hand, from the GNL international matter of the last year, we're talking about $6, $7, or $7 in total. For this year, we're talking about buying those in 9.5, and some new ones that we have been talking $11 or $12. It doesn't represent a loss, but it's just an important reduction in the margin that we are discussing here. And in that plan, so that is the main effect of the reduction of the EBITDA. And that's why, as a consequence, because of the total EBITDA. So we were emphasizing these things. We have been doing this kind of works, and increasing from the EBITDA, there's an increase of 80%. is a really good result from the operational. So I'm going to tell you something else, and afterwards we're going to have some the Q&A sessions in order to close. According to environmental and social, there is a milestone to us, is really important to us, where we have the rubber deck problems, where we have to plant every single tree. And the municipalities of the department of Valle del Cauca, the region, we have more than 2 million, when we seeded more than 2 million of trees. So if you do the count, the numbers, it's like we have seeded a tree every single 2 seconds or something like that. We're talking about 13,000 tons. And we're in Timbiriche, to some river basins as well, according to our numbers. The vendors, which are the local communities, were convocated these groups. Now we have had a really important support as the phones of the Water for Life, the cafeterias industry as well. There are many organizations who have been supportive. We have been creating 1,800 jobs and linked to 33 organizations to this project. So we're going to finish this results report. As you see, the results are very positive. We're really happy. The team is really enthusiastic in order to have a really year closing, in order to deliver the stockholders a really good numbers to the board of trustees. So we're going to close this session with questions and welcome. At this moment, we would like to remind you, for every single question, please pulse the asterisk keyboard in the keyboard, star one to ask questions. And the first questions from Bancolombia. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. We have two questions. First of all, related to the matter of the regulatory matter of the last week in the resolution 104 from the press, when we were talking about a calendar for the auctions for the steady contractions from 2023. According to that chronogram that was presented in the resolution, the 23rd of December of this year will be the closest, the opportunity that will be participate, and the tentative dates on the resolutions for the auctions will be 24th of the coming year. So I would like to know if this is just an accommodation in order to present some projects. I don't know if Porvenir 2 we can participate or some other projects according to the new regulation that we have. And secondly, is related to the investments. I would like if you can give us an update related to those investments to the second semester of the year, due to I see the closing of the first quarter was like $300 million, and we will start working to reaching 700 on 2018. I would like to know about this semester. It's gonna be a better opportunity to be involved in those operations. And another little thing that Esteban was talking, according to the margin of free zone in the regulation for the dispatch of energy for constraints, has a recognition of the total of cost or only partial, some theoretical cost with thermal generation, and from that part will be the possibility to have some margin, getting a cheaper gas. And this first quarter, we couldn't do so because of the fuel. There was a bigger cost. Just simply was that. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Esteban, please, that tell us a little bit more about the second, the third questions in the regulatory side. We're working in a really good way in order to go to the action with a really serious way. We do believe we can organize a couple of portfolios, and we'll be able to go to the auction as an evaluation. We have some feasibilities in some matters. And Porvenir 2, there is a project, a really important one, where we can be able to have some new partners for the project. And obviously, I mean, we couldn't have the partnership relation, we couldn't be able to present it to the options, and because of the responsibility with the company and with the stockholders as well, that will be a little bit of position related to it. And we are actively working on this, generating and working and according to this option in a very competitive way, because allows us give us a very perspective with investments and the sales dynamic with the projects, and we hope for the second semester as well. Okay, I completely agree, Ricardo. And currently, we're keeping our expectations of 700,000 will be a little bit lower. That's in a significance at this level, but we have many of the projects with Caribe giving us some resources when we are reaching to the last part of the projects, when we have the biggest part of the CAPEX. Currently, we have, or we try about the free zone of Solar Bolivar because it's demanding more in this quarter. But currently, we have an expectation of 700 lower because it's going to be the second quarter a little more, a little less intensive. In the 34, recognizes the costs when always we have been developing an auction for the natural gas obtaining. So it's going to be a resolution. There is an advantage to a lower cost. At the beginning, these kind of things was to keep and to maintain costs, fixed costs, if you want to talk about this, of this kind of resolution, and to open those little windows with the operation. And the moment that we work at these matters, and indeed, there is a small window to be able to do in the resolution. So it's like a acknowledgement in this case. Perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you, Diego. The next question is from Catherine Ortiz from Corredores Davivienda. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have basically one question related to the matter of taxes in order to register a benefit allocated to the taxes because of conciencias and particular case. And besides, we're going to have a recognition, the benefits because of the taxes and the non-conventional sources of energy, and how could we have a behavior and from behind to the forward, following with the Diego's questions. I don't know if you can give us a little bit information in detail related to the projects that we're going to start working in the auctions, record, because Ricardo is just checking the matter and over that base. I don't know if you can give us a little bit more information about it as well, and the perception of the resolutions that you were mentioning before. Perfect. Catherine, I would like to start by the last one, and I do believe that you understand us because of these movements of the competence as well. In order to present these auctions, we're going to try to keep in a confidentiality these kind of jobs that we can present. These for being the most competitive possible, the most, and of course, this call, we can do this call in January 25th, and after we are going to present in order to know the results of the auctions.
So, Catherine, just a little bit on it to give you an answer in order to know the MO to present and to have success. Because according to taxes matter, I would like to tell you something. We are qualified by Conciencias, one of those companies, the matter of applications to tributary matters, because we consider it's a really innovator company, and we have won very, very many, many projects with Conciencias because of the innovations and operational matters as well. So we are starting to grow all of these things as a taxes, as measurable, the intelligent measurements as well, a little bit of job. Obviously, in order to give you, this is not recurrent, but we hope to count on you and to have innovation matters as well, because we clarify all related to the regulations 2015, because we already started working to start gathering these kind of benefits that we have been working here. Okay, that's good. According to this, we're talking about conscientious matter. We have been talking since the past. We have been increasing too many of the certifications we have been giving, as well as the ANDA within the process for the biggest. They are starting having some social dates, Jumbo. They are ending the procedures from the benefits in order to have benefit of the benefits that we have been working about 2,000 million benefits. We have some documentations, but in general, all the solar sun wraps, we have been costing all the of the tributary and taxing situation, so every single one. This amount, as I told you, because of the sun wraps, because of the solar times, Jumbo, we're waiting the closing these semesters. Jumbo is affecting the consolidation of this year according to the previous declaration, because of the liquidity, and we're talking about Bolívar and so on and so forth, but indeed, the benefit 2017-15, it's working. Perfect. Thank you very much. It's going to be the same as Conciencias matter. Let's say it's very volatile in time, but because this rate is going to be in a really plain, no, we don't get, because that rate is going to be a benefit. Because in one semester we don't have benefits, we're going to see according to the taxi situations and the incomes with the price of the solar plants for that semester, we're going to be something as a provision. And sometimes we see that we're going to have some zero rents in that margin. Perfect, Esteban and Ricardo. Thank you, Catherine. Ricardo Sandoval, Corredores de Vivienda. Next question. Good morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. I would like to ask you something. If you can tell us, what about the CapEx of the solar projects for 2019 and 2020? This, just a little bit, you have an idea according to the benefits of taxes, let's say in a medium term. I don't know if you guys, you were telling us, you were talking about something volatile, or we can see some focus, the benefits because of the solar projects. And my second doubt is related to the EBITDA margin. You already explained to us why the hiring thing, and I would like to know, 2017, we have so many opportunities, a commercial area, and we can have an EBITDA matter related to the history with the 34%, and it's something reasonable as a guide. Thank you, Ricardo. The reparation of the numbers that we are used to in this matter, so there is something tranquil to us, and it's amazing because we have an expansion of them. According to the key PAs of the solar plants, the company has, in a solar matter, as a business itself, the niche of the roofs, we're going to have 20 megawatts to the first semester of 2019 with some roofs installed with megawatts as well. So this is one of the cities that we're reaching 30,000 million pesos per year, according to the roofs. We have the solar boxes as well. As a productivity in 2 years, we can improve this. We're going to have 139 megawatts installed, and we have a development of 2015-2021. And according to this period, as you mentioned, Ricardo, we're going to have a number around the 25 megawatts, which are some investments that we're going to have around $220,000, and we capture its taxes benefits in 2021, basically. Yes, let's say, mainly according to the benefits in the latest of the rent of 20, Ricardo, there's a correction. I'm talking about some investments of 400 million pesos as an investment. Oh, yes, I did a bad number, my bad. I would like to have the door to 1,000 as well, totally. Okay, thank you very much. Just a little bit of that. And there is some other numbers that we are launching. It's a business when we have been studying small roofs on solar projects with some dedication. And I think in the next quarter, we're going to have more detail. We're talking about more new contracts where I believe it's going to have a dynamic in a really good niche in order to start working on it. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Ricardo, according to the margin as an answer is very important. Let's say the margin, from the margin point of view, or the particular that we're going to talk about free zone in this case, the Epson thing, as well related to a consistent way with the first quarters, we have been working decreasing with the 40 and 40 over, which indeed we could have the organization of the fact, this structural way to the EBITDA margin of 50% distributions or some RAVs, or solar RAVs in order to consolidate those environments. And that's the part that we have been talking about, the story, according to the generation, and it was a distortion of the margin as well. Next questions from David Galante from Scotiabank. Hello, good morning, Ricardo, Esteban, and the whole team. Thank you very much for the presentation. A couple of questions here, according to have a feedback, according to give us some abiding of a long term. We're going to have a phenomenon for, as we can see in Chile and Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, when there is a lot of competitiveness. There is a really strong renewables projects because we have seen more color about prices and technologies and the perceptions and the following auctions. If you can clarify, and you can have the amount of guarantees because we have been seeing the basis and clear answer related to be steady in this matter and this project, as well as the questions. The second question, what are you waiting for, or what are you expecting better for the levels of the lower basis and those products that we don't see the internals or purchases in the next semester. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Well, I guess regulations of auctions will it'll be moving despite the government, the previous government didn't want to go without leaving a regulation. It was like just the way. And I guess we're hoping having some reduction with the different sectors according to the regulations, the auctions and regulations. Up there, we're going to be able to have more action. What happens here is that when we have the pre-qualification of the mentality of the submissions, obviously we're going to have something better like a technology, or we're going to have the final auction. We're going to have a final way of this action, and this one is going to be better. But when you see the number of what you have seen, you have been doing here in this project, in the Guajira, for example, we have to discuss this part very well. And in general, I guess it's really competitive in Latin. We have been increased in prices as well. But however, if you see the auctions in Latin America, had happened two things. First of all, nobody has closed or has achieved financial closes. So we have the stockholder, and we have seen the plans, and we have the structures, and somebody has taken action related to it by its side. What we're hoping, if there are 200 to 1,000 megawatts in La Guajira, there are some projects that we have been working on to the two latest years, when clearly we have a position to be able to win these kind of options as well. We're defending just a project. We have 230 megawatts in those projects. Well, perfectly can have anticipate, and we're hoping, we're waiting for these results because everybody knows these projects, and in that way we could have that advantage. I don't know if you have another comment. Well, there's a comparison what we have been happening in Latin America. So another additional comment, let's say checking the last auction at Mexico, we could see this because of the conceptual point of view. We can have this auction take into account the growth of those projects, which are closing to the auction. They don't have an important amount of energy because, like, as an anchor for the closing projects, which means that they're closing these energy contracts around $60. And once again, related to the sustainability of the price in a long term with the very different values that we have according to the auction. According to conclude, we don't know, and definitely with a particular matter according to guarantees and according to the resolutions, because they're not defined already. We're going to be defined already in the future as a fulfillment as well. Hopefully, it will be something very important to guarantee not to reach here to have some players or something or actors, that the government and the country has a certain to have these kind of works. And in Central America as well, indeed, they have been increased the availability. So we're hoping better landscapes or panoramas to have these in a really better way. We're going to have a real plant. They are testing them, and it should be having a pressure because of the thermal park, according to the gas and according to all the conditions that we are entering here to the $60 or $70. We have been doing some works, and we can have it around those levels. So, you know, Panama's market is very volatile as well. So we're hoping and we're waiting for them as well because of the assets. They can have a good play to the consequences, yes, as well. We hope a very better result, according to Panama. And this regulatory is the situation in Central America. There is something good that we started something interesting in Costa Rica, and we are start working, doing some little jobs and some ideas. We are working on everything which is needed from the first solar box in Honduras. We have a dedicated client with Argos plant at this country. So we're really happy with these developments and expectations in Central America. We're developing just little by little. Perfect. Thank you very much for the caller. It was pretty clear. So far, we have no questions, so we're going to give the floor from the panelists for the final comments. Well, I believe, thank you very much to all of you. Thank you very much for participating. I hope you have been participating with us as well in the coming teams as well. Thank you very much for your dedication. I hope this closing year we're going to have the best results. Thank you very much, you all. Thank you very much. This is the final part of this conclusion. You can unplug as well.